As the Iowa caucuses approach, candidates are still actively wooing voters in a state that relies on agriculture for about a third of its economy. But even among cornfields and iconic grain silos, food and farm policy isn't getting a whole lot of attention. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer asks if school lunches and the environment and farm supports don't come up in Iowa, will they matter at all in the 2016 presidential race?
Let's get something out of the way right off the bat. There is one ag issue all politicians talk about in Iowa: ethanol.
We've been very pleased with how attentive the candidates have been to Iowa's farmers, and it's exciting and I think shows the strength of the issue.
That's Derek Eden from the lobbying group America's Renewable Future. It gave only Ted Cruz and Rand Paul bad ratings on support for the Renewable Fuel Standard, a federal law that props up the ethanol industry. But even though most candidates express support for ethanol, that doesn't necessarily mean they're paying attention to any other concerns farmers have. Because there's a lot more to our food system than renewable fuels.
The agricultural issues are probably going to be the deciding factor in most caucuses for me.
Central Iowa farmer Aaron Lehman wants to hear candidates' views on the farm safety net, trade, and conservation. But that's not what candidates are talking about for the national TV cameras.
Agricultural issues aren't automatically going to bubble to the top, even here in Iowa.
So Lehman asks candidates and campaigns directly, something Iowans are uniquely poised to do. Some say a specific ag agenda isn't necessary because farms aren't so different from other businesses. Here's Kirk Leeds, CEO of the Iowa Soybean Association.
We need fair access to markets. We need a stable economy. We need to deal with currency issues and currency manipulations.
His list goes on, and he says it's the same as almost any business interest would make. Still, when Leeds threw his personal support behind Marco Rubio, the Florida senator's campaign included him on a list of endorsements from agricultural leaders. Iowa State University political scientist Max Shelley says candidates have to balance local appeal and modern concerns with an agenda that will resonate nationwide. So on the trail, the closest many candidates get to our food system is...
You have candidates showing up at the state fair. Sometimes they go to pig races and they hang around on hay bales and farms. And not that that's necessarily typical of Iowa, but to attract support within the state, you kind of have to start there and build out from that point.
Ethanol becomes a natural fit because it links early voting Iowa with Corn Belt neighbors like Illinois and Nebraska. Shelley says that regional reach is in the job description for the first four state contests: Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada.
They're in some sense meant to be representative, like the Midwest or the Northeast or the Southeast or the, well, West.
Where are food system issues such as GMO labeling, school nutrition, and antibiotic resistance? They all fall under the Federal Agriculture Department at some level. If candidates aren't talking about them in Iowa, it's possible they'll be left out of the campaigns entirely.
Now introduce the next president of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
At a recent campaign stop in Ames, Hillary Clinton's nod to agriculture was, predictably, a mention of Iowa's leadership on renewable fuels. And this passing reference:
that every single child, whether you're the granddaughter of a factory worker or a farmer or a grandson of a trucker or a teacher, you will have the opportunity to go as far as your hard work, your talent, will take you.
The speech could have worked anywhere, even with the farmer mention. Voters in the audience talked about agriculture only when specifically asked about it.
It's pretty far down on the priority list.
I am interested in ag issues, but I haven't heard a lot on the campaign trail about ag issues.
I should say something because I live in Iowa, but no.
Iowa farmers have done what they can for almost a year to convince candidates to care about agriculture. Whether their efforts will be reflected in the campaigns after caucus night may depend on how long the nominating process takes and whether an ag-heavy state ultimately tips someone from candidate to nominee. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.